Well, I tell you, we're really excited to welcome a very special guest to St. Louis, a gentleman by the name of Minister Francis Gattare. And Francis is the CEO of the Rwanda Development Board. So he also is a minister who reports directly to the president of Rwanda. And for those who don't know, and I would put myself included in this this category, I've come to appreciate and learn a little bit more about Rwanda and certainly look forward to learning more over the next couple of days. But it's one of the fastest growing economies in Africa. And late last year, we were connected by a gentleman named Rodney Boyd, Rodney with the Nexus Group, and Arnold Donald. Arnold, the former chairman of Carnival Cruise Line, and Arnold actually was our keynote speaker for one of our events a couple of years ago. They were headed to Rwanda for the World Tourism Association annual meeting late last year. And it's the first time that that organization, as I understand, hosted their event on the continent of Africa. And they were in Rwanda. They met with this gentleman, Francis Gattare, and a number of others, and just began to build a relationship. And so we connected with Rodney and Arnold upon their return, and have just been looking at ways that we can better understand opportunities for St. Louis, particularly around agriculture, ag technology, healthcare, and other areas, education as well. And so we put out the invitation through our mayor and our county executive, an invitation to Francis to come to St. Louis to learn a little bit more about what makes us unique and special and what sort of global opportunities we have in St. Louis. And we're going to take the opportunity over the next couple of days to learn a little bit more about Rwanda. And hopefully, you know, by the time that Francis leaves on Tuesday, we've got an increased understanding of our two communities, areas of strength and opportunity, and maybe meaningful economic collaboration in the long run. So we're really looking forward to it. This is a special opportunity.
Always love hearing about those connections that St. Louisans and adopted St. Louisans like Arnold Donald from WashU and many years at Monsanto before Carnival are helping to bridge. And what are some of those commonalities between St. Louis and the Bi-State area and Rwanda? I think people may think of coffee and tea first when it comes to exports. But what are some of the parallels you see?
Boy, you nailed it. Certainly Caldi's and coffee, me being a longtime committed customer to Caldi's. But I think that when he is here, so he's going to spend a lot of time out at Danforth Plant Science Center. He's going to spend time with Bayer. He's going to spend time with BioSTL and some of the leadership there. And we're really going to take this opportunity to explore some of this. I think that there's work being done. Certainly on the continent of Africa, in ag and plant science. And there's opportunities to leverage that and grow it. We're also going to take an opportunity for the minister to sit down with our Advanced Manufacturing and Innovation Center, the folks that are behind the building of that, and, you know, learn what's going on and the vision here in St. Louis along those lines. We've also got a roundtable with some of the educational leaders, the institutions here, who've already, we've come to find out, have had their eye on the continent of Africa. And, you know, looking at ways that we can bridge the gap and work together in that space. So, you know, what we're doing and over the next couple of days is really putting out a couple of invitations to organizations here with an interest in Africa and hopefully an interest in Rwanda. And we're going to spend time and seeing where there might be something sticky. It might be, you know, an opportunity to further connect down the road. What's really special also is the African diaspora here in St. Louis, the community connectors. That's the African Chamber of Commerce and organizations like Vintendo for Africa. They're going to host a reception for the minister on Friday evening. And so the minister is going to get an opportunity to the special foreign-born delegation and community that we have here in St. Louis already. So it's going to be a fun couple of days. And of course, we're going to bridge some of those cultural connections as well, because what we really want to do is, you know, we want this to not be a one-time episodic visit. You know, we really want to begin this discussion of a St. Louis Kigali long-term relationship, maybe begin looking at ways that we can carry on this discussion. So we're gonna spend some time with him. We're gonna hopefully take him to a soccer game as well, and and you know, really look at ways that we can make this a long-term relationship between St. Louis and Rwanda.
I can imagine, yeah, that goes both ways. First of all, you're zooming in on ag, one of the industry clusters that St. Louis dominates. But, you know, Caldi's might find, as a customer of Rwandan exports, a new opportunity. And I imagine BioGenerator portfolio companies are just real excited about the possibility to take their ag tech and find, you know, new customers, perhaps a new market.
You're exactly right. Many of these organizations, when we reached out and said, you know, we put forth who was coming in, they jumped at the opportunity to host them and talk a little bit about what they're doing. Gates Ag One, BioSTL, Danforth, Bayer, many others. And I think that it's going to be a very productive couple of days.
Now, you mentioned you don't want this to just be a one-time connection. You'd like it to be building something lasting. And I'm curious what you can pick out from, you know, we've covered so many of the different trade visits that St. Louis has had to Argentina, to Ireland. What are some of the successes? What maybe can we expect to come out of a trip like this?
You know, when we take these trips, when we take an outbound trip, and this was also of interest to us because we've talked for some time about a possible trade mission to Africa in the past. We have not put one together, you know, because we really have wanted to, be, you know, before taking that leap, and that would be a, you know, be a heavy lift. It'd be a big, quite a bit of planning that would go around something like that. You need the right partners locally. And somebody like the minister represents the right local partner to be able to build this this sort of trade delegation. So, you know, there's no promises. We'd love to put something together. Maybe it's next year. And I hope that this visit is one important step towards building a high-level St. Louis reciprocal delegation to Rwanda and maybe one or two other markets. You know, and past delegations, you're right. You know, when we take these, we always try to tie in a visit to one of our sister cities. And I go back to when we went to Ireland two different times when St. Louis's very own Kevin O'Malley was the U.S. ambassador to Ireland. He hosted us twice. And on that second visit was when the Yield Lab launched their presence in Europe for the first time, housed actually in our sister city of Galway. The Yield Lab also will be meeting with the minister when he's here. So, you know, there are successes that you can't even predict at this time. When we took that first trip to Ireland, we couldn't have predicted that. But I think that there are, you know, you sort of lay out the environment. You know, and by doing that, you put forth for the minister what we do best. And you rightfully highlighted it, the clusters of strength that we have in ag technology, plant science, bio and life science. And, you know, not all of these are going to necessarily be a connection point, but it gets the conversation going. And right, it gets us thinking and brainstorming. What are those, you know, through the beginning discussions, where can we begin to discuss, you know, a framework of a long-term relationship? And, you know, whether that's a sister city and or other economic connections, I think that that's what we're hoping to do here over his visit, is to begin exploring all of that.
Well, who knows? The Yield Lab, which is an accelerator firm for ag tech and food tech firms, is represented in, they have spinoffs in the Asian Pacific region, Europe, as you mentioned, Galway, Ireland, Latin America, and of course here in St. Louis and North America. They could use an African continent presence to add to that. So perhaps that comes out of this.
I think it'd be great. They actually launched their Latin American presence as well on our trade mission to Argentina in 2017. So you never know where this can go, right?
Well, it sounds like we'll have to check in with you after this mission to St. Louis is over.
We're looking forward to it, and I appreciate the interest.
Tim Nowak, the Executive Director of World Trade Center St. Louis. Always love talking with you on KMOX. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks so much. Take care.